Ephesians chapter number 5, look at verse number 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. All right? So this is... Again, this is the instruction that we have from God to husbands and to wives, okay? Every person that's here today, we have the Word of God. And the Word of God is the instruction book for the believer. And the believer has many things that, obviously, everything that's in the Bible that we should know and obey. Part of it is this. Speaking to husbands and to wives and some of the things that we need to do in our own lives. This instruction that we have is not grievous, okay? It may be difficult to take in, and it might be hard to apply, but it's the Word of God. Okay, this is what it is. We don't want to sugarcoat anything. We just want to do what it says, okay? And if we do this, you say, well, what's the idea? One, we're obeying God, but two, we're going to have peace and love in our marriages, okay? Now, this whole lesson essentially can be broken down in two things, just two points tonight. And the first point is from verse 22 to verse 24. And the first point is this, the wife is to walk in submission toward her husband. And the second point is verses 25 to 33, and the husband is to walk in love toward his wife. All right, so two things, the wife submit to her own husband, and the wife to love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Okay, all right, notice there in verse number 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto who? Unto your own husbands. How? As unto the Lord. All right, that's the key word here. If we are going to do anything as unto the Lord, then we need to do it to the best of our abilities. If it's as unto the Lord, it needs to be done right. It needs to be done with everything that's in us. We don't want to do shortcuts. We don't want to just do part of it. We want to do all of it, okay? And notice, this is the will of God. Amen. To submit. Obviously, look at verse 21. This is where we left off last week. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And then he says here in verse 22, submit your own selves, speaking to the wives, unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Okay. Well, the woman submits to her husband because she desires to please God. Okay. Really, that's the reason why we do anything in the Christian walk. because we want to please God. If I want to do it, if God says do it, well, then we want to do it. Now, so we might come up with all kinds of excuses. Well, if you knew my husband, well, you know, the husband, if you knew my wife, well, I didn't marry him. I have my own wife, you know. But you understand, I mean, we all have problems. None of us are perfect, and we're all trying to grow and do it the right way. That's really what we're trying to do, okay? When a woman loves the Lord and wants to please God, she understands that it's God's will is the best will. Amen. That's the best will, is God's will. And so if God says, this is the way I want you to do it, well, then this is the way we do it. All right, I want you to keep your place here, and I want you to see something in Proverbs chapter number 31. Proverbs chapter number 31. Now, Proverbs chapter number 31 is a chapter in the Bible that King Lemuel wrote, okay? And you can see that in verse number 1. Proverbs 31, verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, okay? So his mother taught him these things, okay? And you're going to notice that a lot of these things have to do with a woman, that not a perfect woman, but a woman that's trying her best to please her husband because she's pleasing God, okay? And this is where you see it. Notice verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Notice this, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Verse 11, Proverbs 31, 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. In other words, she's not running around with anyone else. Notice verse 12, she would do him good and not evil, how long? All the days of her life. And then you can see a lot of the things that she does for her family, for her husband, for her kids. Notice verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. This is a woman that's speaking well of her husband. It speaks nothing but good to other people about her husband. And that's what we want. Okay? But then I want you to notice this in verse number 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You see, the reason why this woman does what she does is because she fears God. And when you fear God, you want to please God. You want to do it the way God says to do it. And over here in Ephesians, if the Bible says, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, well, we do it because we fear God and we please God. Okay? That's the reason why we want to do it. And it's the will of God for us to do this. Okay? Notice this, verse number 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the church. All right, so not only do we have this regarding wives, that it's God's will that the woman is to submit herself to her own husband, but also this is the order that God placed. And listen, there's always an order. There's an order in a company. There's an order in the military. There is an order everywhere. And there's also an order in the home. God placed, as we're going to see, keep your place here, but go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Okay, let's see this order that God is speaking about here. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Begin reading there in verse number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, and verse number 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is who? The man. And the head of Christ is God. All right, so we have God, then we have Christ, then we have man, and then we have the woman, and then obviously the children under them. The children are under their parents, the wife is under the husband is under Christ, and Christ is under God. Okay? That's the order that is speaking about over here in Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 23. The husband is the head of the wife. It doesn't mean that he's better than the wife. It just means that he is the head of the wife. Okay? All right. Notice verse number 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, notice, so let the wives be to who? To their own husbands in everything. Same thing. As the church is subject unto Christ, listen, this is the best pattern that we have. This is the way the Bible describes it. Now, let's look at it in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter number 3. I want to show you something here. 1 Peter chapter number 3 regarding the pattern that God has regarding this marriage. 1 Peter chapter number 3. And look at it in verse number 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of their wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. But notice this, verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Okay, so here we have this pattern of Christ being the head of the church, which it says is a great mystery, and the wife is to be under the husband. But here's the pattern. Notice, according to this, the wives are in subjection to their own husbands, but if there's a husband that doesn't obey the word, the wife continues to be in subjection to the word of God, so that, according to verse number 2, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. That is, the woman fears God. You give it time, God will take care of your husband. You just keep serving him. Okay? See, God has it all spelled out. See, we all need some help and everything. But sometimes we resist. God tells the woman, you just wait. You just wait. He knows how to deal with marriages. Okay? And this is the way he gives it, okay? Now notice, in everything, even when the man is not right, and there, we're, sometimes us guys, we get out of line. Yeah. And we don't do it the way the Bible says to do. But you know what? God knows that. Amen. And God says, wives, just still be in subjection to your own husbands. I'll take care of it. Amen. And God knows how to line us up. He knows how to slap us around until we get back in line, okay? All right. Then notice this. Christ is the head of the church, okay? And we find this in Ephesians. You're already here in Ephesians 4. Remember, we covered this in Ephesians 1. Go to Ephesians chapter number 1 and look at verse number 22. Ephesians 1:22. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. This is speaking of Christ. God gave Christ everything. He said, I'm going to give you everything, and you are over everything. And that's how you and I should treat this. Christ is the head of the church, which is the head, even Christ. Okay? All right. And I want you to notice just one more thing regarding this. Just so we see it one more time, you're in Ephesians. Go to the right. And you're going to go through Philippians and keep going, and you're going to get to Colossians. All right? So Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. And I want you to go to Colossians chapter number 3. Okay? Colossians chapter number 3, and look at verse number 18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, how? As it is fit in the Lord. Amen. See, that's the main thing is, everything that we do, we want to do the way God says to do it. Now, we may have our own opinions of how we would want to do it, or how I would want to do it, or how you would want to do it, but when we stick with the way God wants to do it, it's always going to be the right way. We may not like it, but that's the way it is, okay? All right, so that's the first point. The wife is to submit herself to her own husband. It's very important. All right, and the second thing is this. Notice in verse number 25, back to Ephesians chapter number 5, and look at verse number 25. Now to the husbands. Ephesians chapter number 5, look at verse number 25. Husbands, do what? Love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. You know what kind of love this is? That the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. We know the story. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood for the sins of the whole world. He died for us sinners. The Bible says, even while ye were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Man, to know that Christ died for this guy who didn't deserve salvation, I don't know about you, but I don't think any of us deserved salvation. And yet Christ died for all of us, for the drunkard, I can just go down the list. It doesn't make a difference. He died for everyone. And you know what that is? That is a sacrificial love. Greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friend. And yet Christ did that for you and for me. He calls us friends. And you know what that is? A sacrificial love. So husbands, love your wives. The question is this: how much do we love our wives? Well, we love them just a little bit. Well, it's not sacrificially then. Do we go out of our ways for doing something for our wives? Listen, we're all guilty of it. Even as I'm telling you this, I'm thinking, you know what? This is something that I need to work on. This is a sacrificial love. This is a selfless love. This is an unselfish love. This is a giving kind of love. And this is what Christ wants from us. Give it our best for our wives, okay? Our marriages would be much better if husbands, we did this right here. Amen. Now, those two things, actually, I mean, the two points. The marriages would be much better if the wives were to submit to their own husbands as unto the Lord, and the husbands if we loved our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Those two things, let me tell you something, they take a lot of effort and a lot of work, but none of us have arrived. All of us need to work on this every day. And from the time that we wake up to the time we go to bed, we need to be working on this. Christ gave himself, listen, all that he was and all that he had, he gave himself for the church. and the husband is to do the same thing for his wife. Everything.
Amen.
Hey, sometimes us guys, we end up giving ourselves to many other things that are not our own wives. Okay. To anything, you name it. You don't need to go down the list. We already know. We already know, right? Hey, we all have something to work on, right? Okay, notice, that's verse 25. And then this, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Since the man leads and guides the home, he should be sanctified. He should be set apart unto God. That's what it means to be sanctified. God wants the man as the leader of the home to be set apart unto God. Well, we set ourselves apart for many things but God. Well, we ought to set ourselves up unto God. It's the word of God that changes us, and we need to work on it on a daily basis. That's the only way we're going to grow, is by being in the word of God. That's how God speaks to you and me, through the word of God. And listen, it's the word of God that washes us from the inside out. And some things, God's working on us, and he's tweaking us, and he's moving us, and sometimes we don't cooperate, and God says, just cooperate. It'll be much better for all of us, okay? But he wants us to be set apart. Listen, in this world of sin and of unrighteousness, and everybody does what they want, and everybody lives the way they want to live, and everybody does anything, listen, people are set apart unto the world. But not many are set apart unto God. And that's what we need to do, to be set apart. It takes a lot more. Listen, I don't know. Some of y'all are way older than me, and you know that it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Things aren't getting better. It's getting worse. We need to be set apart. Notice, to sanctify it and to cleanse it. You want to be cleansed? I want to be cleansed. We've got to be in the Word of God. Notice verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. To be holy, God is holy. He wants us to be holy by being unto him. These are the things in the marriage that shake the marriage. These are the mistakes that can tarnish a marriage for life. There's mistreat, there's abuse, there's loose living, there's bad tempers, there's broken promises, there's selfishness, and on and on and on. Listen, we need to be holy and without blemish. All of us have to work on this. As husbands, as fathers, as wives, we need to watch the way we talk to each other, the way we treat each other, the way we love each other, the way we care for one another. The Bible says, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life. You see, sometimes we forget that our husband or our wife is actually first and foremost our brother or sister in Christ. And we have the same Heavenly Father. And you know what? If we mess with one of God's children, he doesn't like it. I think that would open our eyes to the way we talk to our husbands or the way we talk to our wives and say, you know what? I better not go there. I better rethink what I'm about to say. That goes for all of us. Notice, we got to be holy and without blemish, separate from anything that defiles the marriage. We need to have a real love that stirs him to holiness and unblemish. Well, what does that mean? Well, kind of like what I was saying before, a lot of loose living. When we said yes to him or to her, we said no to the rest of the world. That's because we said, you know what? I don't care about anybody else. I want to build my life with you. And we need to commit ourselves completely to that. Notice verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. And this is hard. Because even as I read that and I consider, do I really love my wife as much as I should? Hey, us men, we love our own bodies, don't we? We put on clothes, we put on cologne, we slick our hair and we shave and we look good. We ought to do that for our wives too. Listen, the way we love ourselves, we ought to love our wives. Sometimes we love ourselves too much. Notice verse 21, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh. Do you hate your own flesh? No. You want to make it look good. You want to smell good. You want to look good. You want to look presentable. We all want to do that. But notice verse 29, but nourished and cherished it even as the Lord, the church. In other words, we're eating good food. We nourish it and we cherish it. We take care of it. And that's the way he wants us to treat our wives. Not an easy task. Okay? Notice verse number 30. Which, by the way, I had this written down in my Bible, and I don't know where I heard it, so I'll give credit to that person, whoever it is. But he said, a leader puts his wife's needs first. And that's true. If we're the leaders of the home, then we ought to put our wives' needs first, not the needs of so-and-so. Well, I got to go with so-and-so because he's moving. I got to go with so-and-so because I got to help him do this. How about we take care of the things of our own home first instead of trying to take care of everybody else? Notice verse number 30. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And then he finishes with some important closing remarks. Nevertheless, if we can summarize all of this, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. All right, so the way that we love ourselves and we take care of ourselves, let's do that to our own wives. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. The husband's not always going to be right, but we ought to reverence them. Whatever he says, that's what goes. Now, if the husband's out of line, God will take care of him. If the wife's out of line, God will take care of her. We do our part, and God takes care of the rest. And it's always the best thing to cooperate with God. Okay? And this goes without saying, but a lot of times people say, and I've heard this before, well, my wife knows that I love her. Have we told her? Does her husband know that you love him? Well, yeah, because I buy him stuff and I do stuff for him and I do, but have you told them? Our wives need to know that we love them and we need to communicate this to them. All right? So in conclusion, we'll stay there in verse number 33. If we can do that, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and that the wife see that she reverence her husband, just two things that God wants us to do. The wife is to submit toward her own husband, and the husband is to walk in love toward his wife. Just that in itself. I mean, God deals with us in very little things. If we can just say, you know what? I heard this in a Bible study. Lord, I have a lot of growing to do, but help me. Help me to do this. The Bible says to do this. I want to do it. And if we do that, guess what? God will help us. And if we say, you know what? I'm going to do it your way. I may not like it. I may not think it's the right way. It doesn't make a difference. But it's right because God says it, and I'm going to do it. God takes care of the rest. Amen? Yep. Amen?